This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And now it is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. State lawmakers are working on legislation that would provide loans of up to $150,000 to undocumented immigrants trying to buy homes. And Phil, as you can imagine, this issue is divided along party lines. But what are both sides saying? Very curious about that.
Well, it's interesting because this, I'm not sure a lot of people know about this program. It's called the California Dream for All, and it was set up back in 2023 with the idea of helping first-time home buyers around the state to get established. And as you pointed out, you can get up to $150,000 and to help out with the mortgage and closing costs and such like that. Now, you have to repay the money if you sell the house and when you sell the house, plus a cut of whatever appreciation there is. So the state gets the money back plus a cut of whatever, you know, increase in price. Now, to qualify for this, you need to be a first-time home buyer. You also need at least somebody in the deal to be what they call a first-generational home buyer. In other words, your parents can't have owned a home. And the you have to do the income, you know, be within the lower income levels in order to qualify. And that depends on county to county. Now, this is open to all Californians. Now, this is an interesting twist here is that, yes, all Californians can participate in this if they qualify. But in order for people that are not Californians or not legal residents of the United States to join the program, the state has to make an inclusion for them. In other words, it's the state has to say specifically that this would go to illegal immigrants as well. And that's what the state is doing in a year when the border and the whole question of immigration is very hot on the election front. So you can imagine some people are having some thoughts about whether or not this is the best time to be doing it.
Okay, let's talk about the thoughts of Governor Newsom, the guy who can either sign it or reject it. Do we know what he's thinking?
Well, right now, he's thinking a lot. He's not saying anything. They have a policy there that they don't talk about legislation as it is in the process of going through the legislator because things can change and you don't necessarily get out ahead of what's coming there. But he has publicly supported, you know, health care and other benefits for people that are documented and undocumented, saying everybody's in this. And they have said that about, you know, various other programs. So if I think if there's a good chance that he would sign it or not sign it and let it go into law. But as far as vetoing it goes, I don't see that at this point, if his past and his future, if you look at both of those. But regardless of what the governor does, and that will create a little bit of a storm, but I don't know how big a storm it is, this, you know, depending on how late it comes in the election. Even if you do wind up extending it to people here legally and illegally, you got to have a lot of luck on your hands because everybody that applies, and it's been thousands of people, goes into a lottery. And the last time they had the lottery, they had the $300 million set aside was snapped up in 11 days. So you got to be lucky as well as everything else.
Our thanks to KCBS Insider Phil Mateer.